Renting a property is an important milestone for both tenants and landlords. It's a symbiotic relationship that relies heavily on clear communication and well-drafted agreements. However, in the excitement of securing a place or finding a tenant, many people make mistakes in the tenancy agreement that can lead to misunderstandings, conflicts, or even legal issues down the road. In this blog, we'll explore some of the common tenancy agreement mistakes and provide insights on how to avoid them. Ignoring the written agreement, verbal agreements might seem convenient, but they leave room for misinterpretation and disputes. A written tenancy agreement is crucial as it outlines the terms and conditions clearly, leaving no room for ambiguity. Always insist on a written agreement, no matter how well you know the other party. Inadequate research: tenancy laws and regulations can vary significantly from one jurisdiction to another. Failing to research and understand the legal framework applicable in your area can lead to terms in the agreement that are unenforceable or even illegal. Make sure your agreement aligns with local laws and regulations to prevent future complications. Ambiguous lease terms: using vague language or failing to define crucial terms can create confusion. Clearly spell out details like rent amount, due date, security deposit, utilities, and maintenance responsibilities. Clarity in language leaves no room for misinterpretation. Neglecting maintenance and repairs: it's important to establish the responsibilities for property maintenance and repairs in the agreement. Both parties should be aware of who is responsible for what, especially for minor repairs. This can help prevent conflicts arising from neglect or misuse of the property. Omitting pet and subletting policies: if you have specific policies regarding pets or subletting, they should be explicitly mentioned in the agreement. Some landlords might have restrictions on pets, while others may permit them with certain conditions. Similarly, subletting should only occur with the landlord's consent. Overlooking entry and privacy rights: the agreement should outline when and how the landlord can access the property for inspections, repairs, or other reasons. Respect for the tenant's privacy is important, and these terms should be clearly communicated and agreed upon. Skipping the security deposit details: security deposits are a common cause of disputes. Clearly state the amount of the security deposit, the conditions for its refund, and the timeline for returning it after the tenancy ends. Photographs or an inventory checklist can help avoid disagreements over property condition. Not addressing renewal and termination: if the tenancy is meant to be renewed or terminated after a certain period, this should be explicitly stated in the agreement. Include the notice period required for both parties, preventing confusion and last-minute decisions. Failing to account for changes: life is unpredictable, and circumstances might change during the tenancy. Include a clause that outlines the procedure for making changes to the agreement, such as adding or removing tenants, with proper documentation and consent. In conclusion, a well-drafted tenancy agreement is the foundation of a harmonious landlord-tenant relationship. Avoiding these common mistakes can save both parties from future conflicts, financial loss, and legal hassles. Investing time and effort into creating a thorough and clear agreement demonstrates a commitment to transparency and respect, setting the stage for a positive and stress-free rental experience.